Investigators are revealing more findings into that deadly Lion Air crash last month in Southeast Asia. I'm sure you'll remember it. A preliminary report found the plane was not airworthy because there were technical problems reported on previous flights. The pilots struggled with an automated anti-stalling system that repeatedly forced the plane's nose down, but it's unclear why the pilots did not follow procedures to disable the system.
To characterize this as a roller coaster ride from hell would not be an overstatement. But very simply, what happened here was there is a new system in the Boeing 737 MAX, which is different from the old Boeing 737 airplanes. It wasn't in the old planes, it's in the new plane. And this new system was put in because of some unique characteristics about the new plane. Essentially what it is, it's called the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS, and it's designed to basically take control of the airplane away from the pilot, a kind of autopilot, but not an autopilot, to prevent the plane from stalling. And stalling is not like your car stalling, it's when there's not enough air traveling over the wing to create enough lift to keep the plane in the air. So in this instance, very simply, what happened was the plane took off. As soon as they raised the flaps, this new system, this MCAS system kicked in. It thought, because of probably a defective angle of attack sensor, that the nose of the airplane was way up in the air or higher than it was, and it automatically pushed the nose of the plane down. The pilot and the co-pilot were not trained on how to react to this. If you believe Lion Air, it was not in the operating manual. If you believe the Allied Pilots Association, there was little or no information about this new system disclosed to flight crews, including the Lion Air plane. And so they were in a situation which was completely new and tragic.